I don't want to yell today, you guys. I don't want to yell. But I'm gonna fuck around and yell. Because I always end up yelling on these motherfucking episodes with you niggas. And it's y'all fault. It don't be my fault that I be yelling. It be y'all fault that I be yelling. If we're just gonna be dead ass. It don't be me. It don't be me. Okay? But let's start with what the title of this motherfucking podcast is today. Women do not want a corny guy. They want a Russell Wilson. What I mean by that is, yeah, you could be corny when you making a few million dollars. And I believe Russell Wilson is making a few hundred million dollars. So with that, it's a little bit easier to be the opposite. Because again, it's a little easier to lower some of your social standards when the niggas meeting your financial standards or exceeding them bitches. Okay? And also, y'all got to think about the bitch. Y'all never think about the bitch in this situation. Think about the bitch. Okay? Ciara was out here dating rappers and shit, kind of doing the little dating for clout thing. Right? She was dating a bunch of niggas that she knew just like they knew. Ain't really give a fuck about her. Okay? I don't know why she let Future shoot that club up. That is a dumbass decision on that woman's part. That is her fault. So now, she like, all right, let me get the complete opposite of the type of niggas that I was fucking with. Let me get the opposite of everything I was fucking with for the last 10, 15 years. Okay, I've been fucking with rappers and shit. I've been in the celebrity life. I've been trying to do it this way and this way. I want to settle down. I done had me a fucking kid I didn't want to have at that moment. I love my child. Okay? But I had a motherfucking kid I didn't want at that time. Let me settle the fuck down. Let me chill out. You know the best way to chill out? You chill out with a nigga that also want to chill out. Because Russell Wilson used to be wildin' too. With the white hoes. You see what I'm saying? So, Russell Wilson got lit with his little white bitches. Got all the milk he needed. Got all the calcium he needed. Got all of them strong bones fucking the white hoes. Okay? It wasn't milk. It was milk and magnesia. God damn it. So he'd have had his time, she'd have had her time, they settled together. Do you know why niggas is upset? Because women try to frame it as if they want the type of nigga that Russell Wilson is. That type of nigga's in your inbox right now, and you can holler at him. That type of niggas at the cubicle next to yours with the glasses and shit and the afro. You see what I'm saying? Russell Wilson's outfits was not fly before Ciara. Ciara changed his outfit. So you can't look at how a nigga dress and be like, okay, I want somebody that dress like Russell Wilson. Ciara is dressing Russell Wilson. So you gotta go get you a nigga and dress him if that's what you want. You see what I'm saying? But no, y'all don't want that, but it was framed that way. And that's why niggas is upset at that whole situation. Now niggas is blaming, because you know niggas got to blame somebody. So of course they blaming the women and they mad at Russell Wilson. They're like, man, that nigga corny. Y'all don't like corny niggas. And then y'all like, why y'all hating on Russell Wilson? We're not hating on Russell Wilson. We're saying what's happening. Y'all don't like corny niggas. Y'all like millionaires. There's all different types of millionaires that you bitches like. Okay, if we're just going to be 1,000. If a fat nigga get rich and get popular, y'all like fat niggas. If a skinny nigga get rich and get popular, y'all like skinny niggas. If a light-skinned nigga get rich and get popular, y'all like light-skinned niggas. If a dark-skinned nigga get rich and get popular, y'all like dark-skinned niggas. The issue with this is, Russell Wilson just so happened to be a type of nigga that a lot of dudes are. And women aren't going for that shit normally. You got your few that like the awkward and the weird niggas, but they're few and far between. That's why all of these niggas want to be gangbangers and thugs and shit, because that's what y'all like. If y'all didn't like gangbangers and thugs, it'd be less gangbangers and thugs. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Niggas do what bitches is fucking for. If bitches don't fuck because of it, niggas ain't doing it. Niggas want to be hood niggas because women like hood niggas. Okay? And when we go back to just down to earth, I'm not mad at Russell Wilson ain't do shit wrong, but be a millionaire and be who he is, and bitches like that shit, okay? A woman that they like got a millionaire, so, and he's treating her right. That could have been a fat gangster. They would have loved that nigga because it's whoever is treating Sierra right. It's not about Russell Wilson as a person, as himself. Bitch don't know shit about Russell Wilson. Bitch don't know what position he play in the sport. They just know that he treating Sierra good, so they like the type of nigga that's treating a person that they like good. Because they want that, to be treated good. They don't care who's doing it. And you can get treated real good by a nigga that's making all this motherfucking money and shit. So it's not Russell Wilson's fault, okay? That's why I said it was women's fault that niggas be upset at Russell Wilson. Niggas just ain't properly articulating shit like me. They not mad at Russell Wilson. They mad at y'all for lying. Because y'all made it seem like y'all like them niggas, and y'all don't like corny niggas. Y'all have never liked corny niggas. Because if y'all like corny niggas, niggas would go to school and be corny more. That's why niggas be hiding corny from you motherfuckers. That's why niggas be hiding weird from you bitches. Because y'all don't actually like that shit. Russell Wilson, like my partner Jose Cuervo said, Russell Wilson isn't a real person because he's making millions of dollars and is a professional athlete. His personality means nothing. Y'all don't know a goddamn thing about Russell Wilson. Because half of you women make the statement, if he has dated white women, I don't want him. Russell Wilson be impregnating white bitches. And having custody battles with dogs with white bitches. But y'all don't know that part because y'all don't know who he is. All y'all know is he is a vessel that is treating Sierra right, and y'all are happy because she was being treated wrong. She's a vessel. I mean, he's a vessel. You see what I'm saying? When we go back down to earth to niggas that aren't professional athletes, millionaires, and known by fucking 85% of the fucking population, y'all don't like them type of niggas. Y'all never have. That's why I made the post a long time ago, and I can continuously share it. If women were fucking more niggas for going to school and having good grades, then less niggas would go to jail. Less niggas would go to jail if women, like, collectively was like, you know what? We like niggas with straight A's. You know what makes my box wet? A 3.9 GPA. Niggas is gonna get one. I bet you they is. I bet you they is. Immediately. Niggas not gonna even question getting good grades if that's what bitches is fucking for. But what have bitches been fucking for since the beginning of time? The nigga that can protect me. So y'all got the niggas with the pistols and shit. They're selling drugs and shit. That got you in the fast lane and shit. Then you get to Sierra's age. You're like, oh, well, I don't want a nigga that's potentially going to get me shots every time we go out to dinner. Let me go try to find a nigga that's not that. Y'all don't give a fuck who he is. Y'all just give a fuck who he's not. Does it matter who Russell Wilson is, or does it matter who Russell Wilson isn't, which is future? Okay, everybody. we can agree that Future is not good to women. Y'all like the music where he was talking about not being good to Ciara. You played the song 700 motherfucking times, but you mad at him? We knew what type of nigga Future was. Okay. Russell Wilson is not that. We can agree on that. Okay. We're not going to talk about motherfucking Future's parenting because his kids love him. So we're not going to mention that nigga as a parent. We're only going to mention that nigga is in the relationship with that bitch. Was good, my nigga. Relationship with that bitch. And in that sense, he wasn't too great to Ciara. That's fine. I don't give a fuck how he was to that bitch. But that has nothing to do with how y'all are treating the vessel that is Russell Wilson. I'm going to start using that word from now on because Russell Wilson is a vessel for the way that women want to be treated once they stop dating hood niggas. That's the type of nigga that they want once they stop dating hood niggas. A nigga that's corny, a nigga that will let them say and do what they want, and a nigga that got millions of dollars so they can be awesome around them. That's what they want. Russell Wilson is a vessel. They don't know shit about this nigga. They can't tell you how many yards this motherfucker threw for last year. They can't tell you how many motherfucking games he won. And they can't tell you a goddamn thing about Russell Wilson. Sad part is they can tell you something about Future. Bitch know everything about Future though. Bitch know everything about the nigga they supposed to not like, but they don't know shit about the nigga that they supposed to be aspiring to get. Bitch can name 50 Future songs, know which tour date he's going on next, and they know the motherfucking every single girlfriend Future done had since the first one, but can't tell me that Russell Wilson done dated a white bitch. Can't tell me what motherfucking position in the draft Russell Wilson went. Can't tell me what motherfucking college Russell Wilson played for. Help me out. Help me out. So you can't tell me what mother... Bitch would have to Google what number Russell Wilson is right now. But she can name you 50 Future songs. And then you gotta ask, which one do you actually like? Who do you actually fuck with if you know everything about the nigga you supposed to not like and know nothing about the nigga you supposed to like? I'm lost. Because all they want is Future to act like Russell Wilson so they could be with Future. They don't want Russell Wilson. They want Bow Wow to act like Russell Wilson. They don't know. Yeah, I'm naming the two niggas that Ciara and them fucked with. Yes. The two that if Bow Wow acted like Russell Wilson acted, Ciara would still be with Bow Wow. If Future acted like Russell Wilson, nigga, if Future acted half of what Russell Wilson acted, nigga, Ciara would still be with Future. Right now. So don't get mad at Russell Wilson, fellas. Ladies, don't say that you want a nigga like Russell Wilson. Say that you want Russell Wilson specifically. I want a millionaire that's playing football, that's corny, so I can mold him into exactly what I want him to be. Say that. Because when you make it seem like you want a nigga like Russell Wilson, then it sounds like the nigga in cubicle number 9 can come shoot his shot in your inbox and you got a chance. That's what I'm saying. You should not hate on Russell Wilson because Russell Wilson didn't do anything wrong. He is literally a vessel for women, what women would like. Russell Wilson didn't do shit wrong. Except for date white women. But I don't even think he did that wrong. Y'all just act like that's such a big deal to regular niggas. But it makes sense that a nigga that makes motherfucking $50 million a year and is one of the most popular football players in the world. He can date as many white hoes as he want. It's cool for him to date white bitches, right? But let the nigga that shot his shot in your inbox have one white bitch in his motherfucking pictures ever. You don't know if you can fuck with him. Let the nigga not, you know what I mean? Like, let a nigga act too much like Russell Wilson. Y'all gonna call the nigga a little clingy, little weird, little corny. See what I'm saying? It's easy for a nigga to act that way when everything's perfect. And Russell Wilson would be the perfect motherfucking star quarterback football nigga in the NFL that y'all gonna be like, oh, I want a nigga like that. Y'all don't even like football players from what y'all said. Black women don't like when black men date white bitches because they don't like white bitches. Okay? Black women don't like white women. I don't know if y'all didn't know that. Have a conversation with your local black woman. A lot of people are racist nowadays, okay? And you can't be racist as a black person. So a lot of people are prejudiced nowadays. So, yes, there was a stigma back in the day, especially early 2000s and before then, where every time a nigga liked the white dad, especially that dude that got murked, that is also what's happening. Whatever that Instagram dude that got murked by his white bitch, wow, you deserve that. You deserve some of that. I can't say it's all your fault, because the bitch being crazy has to attribute to you getting murdered by her. But some of that is your fault, okay? Because if anybody believes in karma, I don't personally, but if niggas believe in karma, then karma would say you should die by a white bitch if you definitely saying that white bitches are just that much better than the women that you came from. I would say 30% of you dying is your fault. 30. Is that too much? Is that too much? I'm going to say 30% of his death is his fault for speaking on black women in a negative manner as his reason for dating white women. That is only 30. The other 70% is bitches being crazy. When I say bitches is crazy, there's no race to bitches being crazy, okay? There's no motherfucking age on bitches being crazy. But there is a bitches being crazy. So we can say that. But that's only 70%. He got to take some of that. But the other half, okay, the other half of that is black women really don't like white people, let alone white women. Especially the new social media black woman. The social media black woman feels as though they can be as racist to anyone as they want to be because they're a black woman. So they're the most oppressed group of people in the world. Is that a fact? Yes. Are black women the most oppressed? Because black people are the most oppressed race and women are the most oppressed gender. So black women are way at the bottom. So are they the most oppressed? Yes. Does that make them being racist any less okay? No. You always be racist as fuck. It'd be funny too. Like black women be racist, 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 racist. And it'd be funny as shit. Like they'll walk around and openly be mean as fuck to white people. Mean as fuck to white people. Like openly. The shit kind of wild. Like I got a black woman at work at my job, and she dead ass be calling her boss cracker every day. And the black dude, I mean, the white dude just don't say shit. You just, you know, because like, how could you, what do you say to that bitch? What do you say to you bitches? Well, I know what to say to you bitches, but what do regular people say to you bitches? Nothing. Because y'all are, black women are scary as fuck. So you got it. Okay. You start yelling at me and shit, talking about you finna curse me out, bitch. You got it. You got it. You're not fired. I'm sorry. I done watched a black woman curse her way out of getting fired. Like, she was fired, She started cursing more. Now she's not fired. That's black women. That's magic. That is a power. That is a superpower. I done bought some shit and I just said I didn't like it. My black woman was able to call and get me that $400 back for that item just because I didn't like it. And I didn't even have to send the item back. She just like started yelling and shit. She said, I'll be right back. She came back and 3 days later, I got my money. That's power. But then at the same time, black women be like, I don't see why people are scared of us. Shut the fuck up. It's a double-edged sword, you guys. Like, you can't have both powers. You can't say that I'll run a bitch off at any moment with just a look and then be like, I don't understand what white people are scared of. You don't? You don't? You don't. Ain't no way. Ain't no way there's women online like, I don't understand what people are scared of when they see black women. You motherfuckers is really gangster like that. Y'all about that? Yes. You're afraid of a queen? Yeah. When a queen steps in a motherfucking room, you fear her. What the fuck you upset of people being scared at you? Scared of you for? You mad? You mad? You mad motherfuckers back down when you step up? You mad? The fuck you upset for? Oh my God. Why would a white person be scared of me? Look in the mirror. Everybody should be scared of you, nigga. Everybody should be in fear of when you walk in a motherfucking room. Whether it's respectful fear or whether it's fucking motherfucking shaking in your boots fear, motherfucker, when I walk in that bitch, I want you to know that I'm there and be scared. I don't want you to just see me and be like, all right, that's just another motherfucker. Are you just another motherfucker? Are you a black woman? Are you just another person walking around in the motherfucking world? Or are you a black woman? My bad, people are afraid when you take looks and you step in places. My bad. Stop being fucking soft. You want to be a queen, right? Then stop fucking bowing down to shit. You want to be a queen, right? Then why you worried about if a motherfucker scared of you? Why you worried if a motherfucker see you every time you walk in a room if you motherfucking exude energy when you walk in a goddamn room? What you worried about it for? What you upset for? You upset your energy big? You want to close it in? You want to close it in? You worry about your personal space? Nigga, the whole world is your personal space. We all in it. Or does a queen just rule the air around her fucking face? Nigga, a queen rules areas. A queen rules land. A queen will fuck around and rule a country. You think motherfucking, and y'all hate white women, right? You think fucking Queen Elizabeth with her old 99-year-old ass walks in a place and gives a fuck if somebody is scared of her? You think she wants to look less intimidating? Think Cleopatra wanted to look less intimidating? Come to find out that bitch was ugly as fuck. Science says Cleopatra was ugly as fuck and she was still getting niggas and ruling countries. So what's your excuse? You said you bad. What's your excuse? You said you fine. What's your excuse? You said you got niggas on a leash. She was ugly and she had niggas on a real leash. And she ain't give a fuck if one of them niggas was scared, if one of them niggas was nervous, none of that shit. None of that shit. So what are we doing? So what are we talking about when I say this shit? Do y'all think that I only do this shit and come and make jokes and bash? Nah, what the fuck? I don't. I don't just come on here and say stupid shit and make fucking jokes. I don't do that. Okay? I will sit on here and tell niggas why. I know why niggas is upset at Russell Wilson. They upset at y'all, but they can't be upset at y'all because they scared of y'all. So they got to get mad at the nigga that's next to y'all. We want to get mad at Sierra. But if we get mad at Sierra, then that means we get attacked by black women and we don't want to deal with that. So we just attack the nigga. We just try to fight him then. Because if we go ask Sierra, because that's every nigga that makes fun of Russell Wilson. Every nigga that makes fun of Russell Wilson, the only thing they want to say is what I've been saying this whole time. Y'all don't want to date a Russell Wilson. Y'all want to date Russell Wilson. And it hurts our feelings as niggas who are a Russell Wilson. Why won't you date us? That's what these niggas are saying. Why won't you date us? Every time you see a nigga that motherfucking has a problem with Russell Wilson, why won't you date us? None of these niggas are like Future. That's why they're supporting him. They're not mad at him. They're mad at the idea of what he should be. It sounds weird. They're mad at the fact that Russell Wilson is doing what women are saying that they should be doing, but they aren't. And I can tell you right now, Sierra wasn't the only motherfucking Russell Wilson inbox as the fucking Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. That's not the only celebrity that was at Russell Wilson's doorstep. You know what I mean? That's not the only celebrity that was ready to fuck with Russell Wilson. Okay? So niggas are like, why won't you fuck with us? Why won't you date me? I'm here too, you know? I'm corny. I don't have black dude hair. I got one of those white guy haircuts, you know? I don't talk with hood vernacular. I talk like a regular white guy, and my shorts are all the way up to my motherfucking thighs, like other white guys that are black guys. Why won't you date me like you're dating Russell Wilson, this beautiful, attractive, R&B-looking, Sierra-looking bitch that I'm in her inbox? Why won't you date me? Russell Wilson got dated by Sierra. Why won't you date me? I could be your Russell Wilson, and the first thing you say is, what the fuck are you doing in my fucking inbox? And then they'd be like, well, damn. Do women want a Russell Wilson? What am I doing wrong? I'm just like Russell Wilson. Nigga, fuck Russell Wilson. You know niggas got hate in their heart. They like, well, shit, I can't be. What the fuck? I can't be Russell Wilson. Well, fuck Russell Wilson. Well, social media has shown women, if you bad with an ass, you can have everything under the sun. So a regular nigga not appealing to them. And man. And this is the worst part about what you just said, Roderick. There's a lot of women that think that they're bad with an ass and they're just average with an average, and they are working at their job with the thought process of, all I need is for the right person to see me and I'm gonna be some millionaire model bitch. Just like your boyfriend right now that's making that garbage ass motherfucking mixtape that he keeps sending to me on Facebook and Instagram that I'm not finna fucking listen to. He thinks he's finna be the next rich rapper. Just like you think you finna be the next model, he think he finna be the next rich rapper. So you know the issue. Both of y'all are working at y'all jobs, hating y'all lives, because y'all feel like y'all are supposed to be in Hollywood when you're not. When you're not. You want me to tell you who's gonna be in Hollywood? And it's gonna sound fucked up when I say it. And I'm not trying to brag. Niggas like me. You know why niggas like me are gonna go places and niggas like your baby daddy aren't? Because even on the days when I have to go to work, even on the days when I'm tired, when my feelings are hurt, when I'm having a bad day, I'm here with you. Even when I don't want to be, I'm here with you. whether it's social media, whether it's making music, whether it's battle rapping, whether it's managing other artists that you like, whether it's writing songs that you like to listen to. Whatever you think I could be doing to make myself rich, I'm doing it. And your baby daddy's at work, then coming home and trying to fuck you. That's why neither one of y'all will ever be rich. And I'm almost there. Stop fucking hating on Russell Wilson because you mad at the bitch. There are niggas that fuck Russell Wilsons. Most of them just don't look like Ciara. I'ma go ahead and say it. Most of the women that are fucking Russell Wilsons, fellas, don't look like Ciara. Your standards are too fucking high, bro. Okay? You want a bitch that looks like motherfucking Ciara and you don't look like Russell Wilson. Just because you have a Russell Wilson haircut and a Russell Wilson smile does not mean that you look like a starting NFL quarterback. I'm sorry. Just because you have the same hairstyle as Cam Newton and you wear a funny ass hat with some glasses does not mean you look like an MVP winning quarterback like Cam Newton. You don't look like that. So when you shoot at these bitches, you need to understand what the fuck your standards need to be. Y'all standards are too fucking high. If the bitch keep posting about needing a nigga with money and you don't got no fucking money, get out her fucking inbox. Get out it. Even if she's not a fucking prostitute, obviously she's dating niggas in brackets that you can't reach. Stop. 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 Stop! Because then y'all get in my motherfucking inbox and be like, man, how you getting bitches? I got money. I got fucking money, bro. So when a bitch wants to fuck with a nigga in a certain bracket, I'm in that bracket. And then you want me to tell you what she does after she sees I'm in that bracket? Okay, now let me see what his personality is like. Now that I know that this is a nigga that is in my bracket, this is the standard of nigga I want. Now let me see how he acts. You happen in a bitch inbox, bro. You work at a fucking warehouse. Her ex-boyfriend was a fucking scammer making 10K a week. You're not matching that. Now you're mad that she's in Chili's wanting to go home. She didn't want to eat Chili's, bro. She was just in Las Vegas. She didn't want to eat motherfucking Chili's, bro. She used to get Ruth Chris as takeout. Her nigga used to just send her that. I do find it weird that niggas and women have standards that they don't reach, though. You want me to tell you why? Because motherfuckers is on, y'all motherfuckers is too busy watching me instead of being me. What I mean by that is, instead of going make the content, instead of going learn the shit, instead of going do the activity, instead of going get the degree, instead of going sell the drug, I don't give a fuck if you selling drugs, if you selling motherfucking legal drugs at a pharmacy, if you motherfucking a doctor, if you a fucking lawyer, if you a fucking scammer, nigga, go do something. I don't give a fuck if it's legal, illegal. You better, if you got pussy to sell, sell it. If you got a body to strip, strip it. If you got a mind to think, learn. If you got a motherfucking body to go play a sport, go play it. I got a voice. So you want me to tell you what the fuck I did? I motherfucking talked to y'all. And y'all talk to me. I talked to y'all. And y'all talk to me. Because God gave me a voice and God gave you something. But your ass is on social media watching me use my skills. The reason you ain't find that rich nigga and that 19-year-old bitch is on a motherfucking private jet right now with the rich nigga that you like is because she was hustling that body. Meanwhile, yo ass is sitting on it. Bitch got a motherfucking BBL and working at a motherfucking call center job. She ain't hustling. What you spent that money for? You was in motherfucking football for 14 years and you ain't finna use them muscles for nothing? You at a warehouse? You did all that learning in college and ain't finna use that knowledge for shit? You learned how to do all that motherfucking hair? You learned how to cut all that hair? You learned how to move furniture and you ain't using it? And y'all wonder why I'm in a new fucking city every week, in a new motherfucking outfit every week with some new fucking jewelry on. And motherfuckers be in my motherfucking inbox, how you do it? Bitch, working! When I'm tired. When I'm sleepy. Doing an hour-long podcast after doing an hour-long radio show after doing a six-hour shift and I have not eaten yet. My food is behind me, not getting eaten. Meanwhile, y'all are eating watching me. Y'all need to be watching me while y'all grinding. I don't get a whole bunch of motherfucking views on Facebook. If I told you what every single one of these episodes did on the radio, the numbers that they do, because most of my people listen to what I'm doing while they hustling, they can't watch me. And I appreciate the people that get off work. I appreciate the people that get off work and come watch me. Get some of this motherfucking pimp talk in their system after grinding. I love that shit. I love that shit. Go look at me. Go look me up on iHeartRadio, big dog. We on there right now. Go look me up on iHeartRadio, big dog. You can go check me out every motherfucking few days. Go ahead and check me out every few days. I'm gonna let you know when I drop a new episode. Your boy's on iHeartRadio. Any motherfucking time you wanna go listen to a pimp. You see what I'm saying? What? I'm grinding even when I'm not grinding. Shout out Roderick. My nigga at his second job right now. Turning up. Shout out him and his relationship. That's why he been in here even more turned up. I feel like my nigga been even more lit since he done got in his relationship. Because sometimes a relationship can really turn a nigga mind up. Turn a nigga emotions up and turn a nigga spirits up. Nigga, Russell Wilson was a weirdo and a lame prior to Sierra. Russell Wilson's kind of a cool nigga now. I'm not gonna lie. That nigga kind of turned up after dating Sierra. He kind of turned up a little bit. Nigga was wearing the motherfucking Hawaiian shirts with the motherfucking khaki pants and shit. Got with Sierra and started wearing that shit. He started putting that shit on. You see what I'm saying? And he was real complacent with everything that was going on in Seattle. He got with Sierra, then he started to look around like, hold up, I'm not getting treated right. My bitch treating me right. Why my coach ain't treating me right? My bitch treating me right. Why my organization ain't treating me right? A good woman to do it. See, I'm a pimp. I need good women, okay? I need a couple, okay? But most of y'all just need one. One good one. And all of you hoes that's out here like, oh, there ain't no good niggas. Nah, bitch. Only one nigga is good for you, so the rest of them is gonna be lame. Oh, you ain't never thought about it like that, huh? Let me put y'all on game about some shit. Of course, every nigga's gonna look lame if only one nigga's supposed to be for you and there's billions of niggas, so you gotta find your one in billions. And until you find it, all of the niggas are gonna look lame. Let me put you on game again for the fellas. If all of these hoes seem like they ain't doing what they supposed to do, that's because you only need one. And you're looking at six. Man, I can't just find a bitch for me. Well, you're looking for eight. If you're looking for eight bitches and you need the one that's right for you, then can somebody put two and two together for me? Am I preaching right now? How the fuck you want one bitch to treat you right and you texting eight hoes right now? If you just dating, that's one thing. But if you really looking for one woman, why you fucking with eight? You fuck with one at a time, you gonna get heartbroken. You fuck with one at a time, one of them gonna piss you off. You fuck with one at a time, all right, this one ain't gonna work. One at a time, this one ain't gonna work. But you're gonna give 100% of yourself to these one bitches, so when you find the right one, she gonna see it, she gonna feel it, and she gonna know. And ladies, all of the niggas is of course gonna look like lame niggas if only one nigga's right for you. For all of the women that's in a happy relationship right now, they could tell you, niggas just look lame right now. Niggas look lame. Because if they're happy all of the times that they didn't have to deal with niggas just trying to get some pussy to go for that box, they feel just liberated. They feel like they done made it out of slavery meeting a good nigga. Okay? Bitch feel like she done motherfucking got promoted, she meet a good nigga. Bitch feel like she lost 20 pounds, she got a good nigga. Or if she a skinny bitch, she feel like she done gained 20 pounds, she feel like she got a good nigga. Bitch, eyelashes just fit better when she got a good nigga. When she try to draw on them fucking eyebrows, them shits just arch perfect when she got a good nigga. When she try to do them weird ass motherfucking hairs on the side of her face, she could do an extra swirl when she got a good nigga. Okay? When you got a good bitch, you go to the gym, you used to lift 40 pounds, you lift 50 pounds, you got a good bitch. You go to the job, you see what I'm saying? Every day feel like a short day, you got a good bitch. It just seemed like time just fly at the job, you got a good bitch. Every haircut is the perfect haircut, you got a good bitch. You know your girl can't cook, why these meals tasting so good, you got a good bitch. Every night of sex is good with a good bitch.
So how you feel about a man who's not helping his partner with the house, like cooking, helping with kids?
I'm gonna tell you right now, that's just motherfuckers was raised on values that no longer exist. That's all I'm gonna say. Just like when women be coming at it with, it's like, I'm not finna contribute a penny to this house. What? Do you want your name to be on the lease? And niggas, when you say my bitch needs to cook and clean and fold my, are you nine? Do you not have one meal in your body? Do you not have one meal in your body? Roderick, that is a dumb thought process. If he takes care of all of the bills financially, where is your money? You better be taking him on a date every other week with your money. He need to be in jumpsuits like mine. He need to be on stupid little bitch apparel, slbapparel.net, and buying this specific jumpsuit for $135 with $7.75 shipping on slbapparel.net. If he is paying all of the bills and you got your own money, right? Why does he not have the newest pair of Jordans if he is paying all of the bills? Bae, why don't I got the new fucking J's? Why doesn't he have a PS5 if he paying all of the bills? Because if he paying all of the bills and he paying for his PS5 and he helping cook and he helping clean and he helping take care of the kids, bitch, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because a good nigga is not just going to sit there and let you cook, let you clean, let you do his laundry, and let you take care of the kids. He's going to do all of those things with you and help. But yet, you're not going to help with anything that involves spending money. And you want him to make you nut every night, right? Every time y'all fuck, you going to want to nut as well, right? Right? You're going to want a nut as well. And you're going to want help with cooking, cleaning, all of it. And I got to pay all of the bills. Well, bitch, it sounds like I need some more bitches. It sounds like I need a couple more bitches to be. If you can't help with more, it sounds like I need a couple more bitches that can. Maybe. It's Young God the Pimp. And I don't put no hoes on a strip and use a smooth talk or a swift hand to break down the bitches. The respect that I get energy. Effort. It's the time that is spent. And my time is money. So they're going to reimburse every cent. If that don't make sense, I don't know if y'all was paying attention. I love you guys.